Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying Seven Portraits of Christ, the I Am statements of John's Gospel. In this session, we'll be looking at John chapter 10 and verse 9. Jesus is the door of the sheepfold. Let's read the larger passage, say, beginning in verse 7, and reading through our text verse of verse 9. Beginning with in John chapter 10, beginning with verse 7. Then Jesus said to them again, "Most assuredly I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All whoever came before me are the thieves and the robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved, and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. But a hireling, he who is not the shepherd, one who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees. And the wolf catches the sheep and scatters them. The hireling flees because he's a hireling and does not care about the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep and am known by my own. As the Father knows me, even so I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring. And they will hear my voice, and there will be one flock and one shepherd." The sheepfold of Jesus' time was either a cave or a wall enclosure with a doorway opening for entrance and exit. But there was no door. Well, how can the sheep be safe without a door on the fold? Well, in that time, the shepherd kept a rod and a slingshot as basic tools of the trade. He would protect his sheep. In fact, he was ready to give his life for his sheep. Using this imagery, Jesus declared, "I am the door." In verse 9, what did Jesus say would be the result of entering through him? We'll be saved. And we'll go in and out, and we'll find pasture. The question for us to consider is, how is Jesus the door of God's sheepfold? First, Jesus is a door of protection for believers. He will be saved, it says. Severe elements like wind and rain and snow and fire have caused many to lose everything. We seek shelter away from or amidst these threats. Outside is danger, but inside is safety. The whole counsel of God's Word indicates that this world is cursed, sin-stained, defiant, and moving straight toward God's ultimate judgment. Acts chapter 17, verse 31. He has appointed a day on which He will judge the world in righteousness. Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 9 states that our God is a consuming fire, and death seals your eternity with or without Christ. Prairie fires in the dry season produce much fear, and yet, where is the safest place in such a situation? The place where the fire's already been: Calvary's cross. Hebrews chapter 6, verses 19 and 20 says, "This hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which enters the presence behind the veil, where the forerunner has entered for us, even Jesus, having become high priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek." Savage animals such as the lion, wolf, and bear attack unsuspecting, innocent victims. Believers trying to live pure before God are bruised and beat up by the enemy. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Satan's forces, listen, are well organized, and he has a definite plan of attack. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12 tells us, for we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, listen, organized, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. The antlion is a dark-looking creature that makes a hole in the sand, puts itself right in the very middle, the very center, and buries itself completely out of sight, except its horn, which appears like a rusty needle sticking up in the sand. An observer of its tactics wrote this: a little red ant came along seeking her food in the usual busy way. She climbed upon the rim of the sandy cup and peeped over to investigate. Presently, suspecting danger, she turned over to scramble off. Alas, it was too late. The sand rolled from under her feet, and down she went to the bottom, when in an instant that little black horn opened like a pair of shears, and clip, the poor ant had lost a leg. And now the poor thing struggles to climb up, but one leg gone, she finds it hard work. The little monster does not show himself. He knows what he's about. The ant has gone almost to the top, and liberty, when the sand slips, and down she goes. Clip, goes to shears, and another leg is gone. She struggles hard to rise, but she gets up but a little way before she slips again, and a third leg is off. She now gives up the struggle, and the antlion devours her in a few minutes. And then, with a flip of his tail, throws the skin of the ant entirely out of the cup, and the trap is now set for another victim. The same process is gone through with flies and other insects. No ant lion was in sight, but the destroyer was there. The dead were pushed out of sight. Subtle enticements, alcohol, drugs, sex, possessions, power, positions. These are effective battlegrounds for the enemy. First John chapter 2, verses 15 and 16. Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. What's the lure of a sinful life? Well, the lust of the eyes. What's the appetite of a sinful life? Well, the lust of the flesh. What is the ambition of a sinful life? The pride of life. Outside the fold are many temptations for the sheep, but the shepherd keeps his eyes open for danger. Second, Jesus is a door of purpose for believers. He will go in and out. There's no peace for the sheep until they enter the fold. And until you enter the fold of Christ, you can't fulfill the purpose for which you were created. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 10 says, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. That word "for" of that verse refers to the previous verses. For by verses 8 and 9, for by grace you've been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. Outside the fold of Jesus Christ is a life of aimless wandering. But inside, there's a life of liberty. In and out, in and out. Romans chapter 8, verse 21 acknowledges the believer's liberty. The creation itself also will be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. True liberty is experienced in Christ's leadership. Inside is loyalty to Him. Everyone is loyal to something. What kind of relationship do sheep have with their shepherd? Well, John chapter 10, verses 2 through 4 tell us, but he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the doorkeeper opens, and the sheep hear his voice. And he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. And when he brings out his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. Jesus loved you and paid a price that he might buy you from slavery to sin and free you to willingly serve him. Third, Jesus is a door of promise for believers. He will find pasture. In Christ, we find all our provision and resource. Psalm 23, verse 2. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. Spiritual nourishment, green pastures. You will never find hungry sheep lying down. They will wander into danger and death seeking to satisfy their hunger. People will do the same thing. And yet, the shepherd, Jesus' provisions are so much that the sheep don't have to wander for it. Spiritual refreshment, still waters. Water quenches thirst, it cleanses filth, and refreshes from weariness. This pictures the work of the Holy Spirit. Psalm 84, verse 11. No good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly. What's the difference between an empty barrel and a full barrel when it's struck with an instrument? Well, the empty one is noisy and hollow. The full one is quiet and deep. What is God's instruction to believers? Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18 down to verse 21. And do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to one another in the fear of God. Be filled with the Spirit. Jesus said in John chapter 10, verse 9, if anyone enters by me, what is at issue here? What is implied in the statement? Entering is a definite act of faith, taking Jesus at His word. You have a great day.